The Sentai Review, episode 126, Sailor Moon. Okay, I am fulfilling a promise that I made. 25 episodes ago, we asked what people would want to do or hear or see or things and deals, and we got a bunch of comments, and one of those comments were...
Lots of chicks.
Actually, yes, in a way, that was actually what it was. We were requested to have the girls on the show as more actually being on the show, not just background strange noises that kick in every now and then. That's your fault, by the way.
Oh, really? Background noises, huh?
Yes. Oftentimes, the girls would listen to the cast and then jump in randomly.
Me. Lots of me.
And what they want is they wanted you to be more of an actual part. Now, in the last episode, we talked about something that... Just be happy you missed out on that.
Ooh, spicy.
We're on Turbo.
Okay, oh. Turbo's awesome. I'm sorry. I like Turbo.
Then you need to be in the next episodes.
I'm in the minority.
But, oh my god. So, anyways, we're going to do that. In order to do that, we're going to give them a couple episodes to kind of let them get used to the mics and everything. And part of that is Michelle wanted to talk Sailor Moon. So we've done one of these episodes in the past one time, and she was not actually prepared for it. It was kind of dropped on her. Now she's prepared for it, and she has mics, not the guys, mics that are actually going to be able to discuss with her. So... we'll go around the chairs, I'll drop the contact information, and we will be on our way. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Michelle Rotrammel Punky.
This is Amanda.
This is Callie.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so I asked some questions on the website for what people want to hear and would like to hear us discuss. So I've got a few different topics. The first topic that we want to do is favorite episodes. Kelly, I'll have you start.
Oh, one of my favorite episodes in the anime is in the season, just season S, and that's where Minako and Usagi discover that Haruka is a female and not a male, because it's just quite hilarious how innocent the portrayal of it is.
Now, the interesting thing about that, in Crystal, they did portray her as being both male and female, from what I understand.
Whereas in the original, she's just pure female. She has a lot of tomboyish, kind of more masculine interest, but full-on, it was kind of like an empowered lesbian affair, so...
But see, in the States, that's taboo.
Talking about taboo in the States.
I'm just saying.
I have no choice but to ask you guys. You guys are into this fandom. I'm not. What was... Okay. All right. I know the two girls, they're like lovers, okay? That's fine. It's whatever.
All right.
But why was it more acceptable? Why did Deeks think it was more acceptable to change their relationship so that they're related lovers?
No, that's the funny part of the censorship in America, is they thought just changing them to cousins would kind of cover up the fact that they were lesbian lovers, but they didn't censor the rest of their relationship, so it kind of turned into an ancestral relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's Japan's view of America.
America didn't do their
homework. No, it wasn't. We did that.
No, I know. That was a sarcastic comment, Bill.
America didn't do their homework of the full characters.
We never do our homework. That is nothing new.
They thought just slapping a instant relationship status would kind of change it, but
because
no.
They were so worried about how the American public was going to take a children's show as being sexual in any type of way, because, you know, nothing in America is sexualized at all.
I think the irony of the censorship is if they wouldn't have kind of slapped that censorship on it to begin with, at least in season S, it was kind of implied, but it wasn't shoved in your face. You wouldn't have really known, except the minor hints. It really wasn't until the Starlight series that they kind of got more open about their relationship. So I guess the irony of it is the censorship wasn't quite needed for season S.
Dun, dun, but, dun.
But America.
All right, back to the topic. Favorite episodes. Amanda.
Oh, Lord. It has been a minute since I've watched Sailor Moon, so I'm just going to be generic here and say any episode with Chibi Moon, because she's my favorite.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Because I can't really specify a certain episode, because it's been a minute.
Funny episode with Chibi Yusa is when, in the Dead Moon Circus season, they get their bodies swathed by Parapara.
I'm having a brain fart. I apologize.
Yeah, I am too.
Like I said, it's
I just
been a
finished watching.
It's what you would refer to as a filler episode. It has nothing really to do with the story at all. But when Chibi Moon's like relationship kind of develops with Helios, aka Pegasus, she kind of wants to be an adult so she can kind of pursue that romantic aspect of it. But
remind me, was that little boy that she had a crush on?
No, Helios, Pegasus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
she had a relationship with a horse?
Yeah.
Yes. But not in horse form. He was...
No, his human form is Helios, which is the Garden of the Golden Kingdom.
But he's a horse.
But she...
Well, in the anime, he's a horse. I don't think he was.
But when she has a relationship with him, though, he's in his human form. Now, he's got a horn stuck
out
of his head, yes.
The little girl had a relationship with a horse.
I think the point he's trying to make here is that there's some bestiality references in the show.
Okay, yes. If you want to get technical like that, yes.
It's Bill. Of course he's going to get technical.
Look, I'm just the guy that realizes that Twilight was the ultimate choice between necrophilia and bestiality.
No, nobody is going to argue with you on that fact, Bill. No one.
Sailor Moon beat that point.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, go on. Look, I remember this from being a kid, and it came on... I can't remember what it was before. There was something that I watched that came on right after it. It was on the Toonami block. And that's the reason I watched the show at all. And then I just kind of...
I don't remember what show came on after Sailor Moon.
I didn't necessarily fall into it, but I remember... It was very Power Rangers. And then later on I figured out it was a tokusatsu in a way. So that's kind of where my relation with it comes. But you guys knew the story. I didn't know shit about fucking horses. And so I just...
I'm sure there were some plans on fucking horses at some point.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I kind of can't beat that there.
Actually, I think I might. I think one thing
Bill
might want to check out on the topic of Power Rangers is check out, I don't know if it's still on YouTube, but they have what's called a live action Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Power Rangers and Sailor Moon had a love child. That's what the show is.
I've actually heard that it's... I've actually heard that while it's true to the show that it comes from...
Power Rangers.
Yeah, I heard it took major tropes. Because Super Sentai has been proven to work since 1975. So why not steal from what is guaranteed to work?
Right. And Super Sentai is also what inspired Sailor Moon, too.
Yes, and then Sailor Moon went on to inspire an entire subgenre of the magical girl.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, favorite episodes for me? There's probably a favorite episode from every...
Story arc?
Yes. I was trying to figure out how to say it here. Let's see. For the first one... It's really goofy, and it's not in Crystal or in the manga, but I really like the fight between Jedi and Sailor Moon, or Moon, Mars, and Mercury, where they had those Gemini twins. I don't know why, I just really liked it, because the Gemini twins were kind of like Mercury and Mars there. And Sailor Moon R, I love the entire first part of that, even
actually,
though it's not...
too, because it's not even original to the manga. That mm-hmm. Allie and Anne and the Doom Tree are, is not original content.
No, it's
content
not. The entire thing is just filler.
Specifically for the anime.
But that's actually one of my favorite series, so go figure. And then I love all of Super, all of it, especially when she gets her... when she becomes Super Sailor Moon, she gets the power. I mean, I have the wand right over there, so... And most people hate Stars, but I actually like Stars,
I
too.
I love the Sailor Starlight series. It is a
I do,
great
too,
story.
But I especially love the beginning of Sailor Stars because that's when you get to see all of the Guardians fight together for the first time.
So that was interesting, too. I actually looked up the difference between the manga and the anime. I kind of get why the anime was not even brought to America, because America's like, I'm not even touching that can of worms.
Right.
You're talking about the three guys that were actually girls that were posing as guys.
Oh, yeah, interesting, in the manga, that. They were purely female. They just disguised as men while they were on Earth.
Right. That's what I mean. They're guys that dress as... They're girls that dress as guys.
Whereas in the anime, they're like, we're going to make them biologically men, and they'll just be female when they transform.
They were basically... They were essentially... Trans. They were... No, they weren't trans. They were... I believe it's referred to as gender bender.
Right.
Pretty much.
They actually changed their... They're actually females, okay. But they changed their physical appearance to be male, to be the pop
stars.
No, in
the anime, they were actually purely male. They weren't female until they switched into their sailor outfits, which...
Where the manga, they were girls posing as guys.
Exactly.
Right. They were gender
benders. Kind of like
Mulan. Yeah.
Like Mulan. Wow. Dragon. Do that tongue.
That movie was amazing.
So, yeah, that's all I got there. Do you have any... I don't know, you haven't seen much, but do you have any favorite episodes from what you've seen?
No.
Oh, you know it's got to be the episode with the horse.
No.
Yes,
okay.
Which episode of with the horse?
All of them.
I am nowhere in this series. I'm nowhere.
You're everywhere in this series.
I said that I was going to start watching it to kind of give myself a better idea of what was going on. So
horses,
far,
Bill.
I'm a disc and a half in.
Horses, Bill.
So I am. Mercury just showed up, and I'm two episodes after that. So far, I have seen like 9 episodes, in which three episodes were important, and that is it.
You're starting
three,
out with the original.
Mm-hmm. 3 episodes. She got her powers. She got a pin that she could turn into people, and Mercury showed up. 3 episodes of 9 were important. Like, holy shit, the filler is real.
Ridiculous.
In this
series. It is ridiculous. That's why, me personally, I like Crystal more than the original, because it cuts away all that filler.
Oh, you just made...
No, actually, brings us to our next topic.
No. You just made a lot of people mad. Yeah.
That's fine
no,
with me.
No, that's one thing we love about Dragon Ball Z. You need
Dragon
the filler.
Dragon Ball Z had a shit ton of filler, too, that was not necessary.
No, it was... I'd say that's...
It is necessary.
Dragon Ball Z has a lot of interesting filler that expands the character base.
Exactly.
Dragon Ball Z has no pointless storyline inside of the filler. All the filler did in Dragon Ball Z was expand the characters.
Character development.
That's all
it
did.
Which is important. What it did in Sailor Moon.
If you read the Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball mangas, the only thing added to Dragon Ball Z, we're talking the Orange Box collection, is character development. They didn't add any stories that didn't take place in the book,
what
except for Garlic Jr. And Kai follows the book to a
exactly.
T.
Exactly. Kind of
like
all
what
the
Crystal is
did
doing
with Sailor Moon.
So.
I've heard there are differences between the manga and Crystal.
There are some differences, but for the most part, Crystal kind of stays more true to the manga
than the original anime did.
Yes.
Now, if you wanted to get into that kind of argument, we're not going to do that because
no, take a while.
No, you misunderstand. Like, there's a huge difference between, say, Full Metal Alchemist and the manga.
Oh,
those
Lord.
Shows, you're not even talking filler. They're two different shows.
Like Brotherhood,
and then you get into, if you read the manga, Brotherhood, and the actual anime, they're all three remarkably different. It's like watching three different shows,
mm-hmm. But very spectacular shows.
But then it's different if you get into something like Gantz. Gantz, for the first 2 story arcs, if you read the book and watch the show, you almost can't read the book. If you watch the show and then you read the book, there's nothing different. It followed the book so exactly that the book becomes boring, and you're just waiting to get to where the show left off because you've already done all this. So there's something to be said about improvising the material and moving forward with new ideas so that it's not stale.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which actually is our next topic. You've already kind of stated your opinion, but you can elaborate a little more. Differences between Crystal and the original series.
Filler. The filler. All of the filler.
And the animation, too.
The animation's better.
I absolutely love...
No, I will always prefer the original. I'm sorry. I will defend hand-drawn animation over digital any day.
But you know what? They have a combination of the two.
No, they don't. It's all digital and Crystal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But I do like it because I like the brighter colors and their eyes are bigger. Now, do I like it better than the original? No, but I'm not going to lie. I love the animation.
The theme song in both versions, Crystal and the original, are good, in my opinion. I like
the music better in the original. I mean, I'm going to be having it in our wedding.
I'm just talking
so.
About the theme song. I'm not talking about like the battle themes or any of
I'm
that.
I'm talking about all of the music.
Just the theme. I like both the themes.
Well, Kelly, you elaborate a little bit your opinions with Crystal and the original.
I think the original anime I'll always prefer. I kind of compare Sailor Moon Crystal to Dragon Ball Z Kai. It's short, sweet, to the point, but I feel that a story lacks when you don't have character development. When there's no character development, it's hard to kind of create that connection to a character, and that's what I really lacked in Crystal.
Right. They still had character development, it just not didn't take five episodes to get it.
But not as much, and Crystal is kind of more focused on Usagi instead of on the original Guardian,
and
so you don't get to know them as well.
And Chibiusa, they focus on her and Usagi, and Tuxedo Mask.
But a nice thing again about Crystal is we don't have to wait 5 million episodes to meet each Guardian, there's one right after the other. Which was kind of nice. There was too many filler episodes between Mars, Mars and Jupiter.
Development of all the other Sailor Scouts.
Now, I'm not knocking Crystal either. If people prefer that, that's fine. It's just I enjoy a story when there's more details. It's kind of ruins the fun when you have everything shoved in your face all at once. It's not
that's
as
not necessarily
enjoyable.
True. Some people prefer that. Me personally,
which
that's
fine,
that.
And that's why I'm saying as a preference, it's fine if you prefer Crystal over the original.
They're both good, though. We're not arguing the fact that either one of them aren't fantastic. Just differences of opinion. Because you're wrong. Ooh, I'm kidding.
But there's so many people that would argue with you. So many diehard Sailor Moon fans despise Crystal.
I'm sure of it, but you know what?
Everybody's I don't despise Crystal. It's just not for me. It's not for me.
I love it all. You cannot tell I'm Sailor Moon obsessed. So, if I had to pick between the two series, I still like the original better, but I'd love Crystal almost as much.
They could have went a lot worse with Crystal.
Because I think
they actually did.
I actually stopped watching it when it got to the point where they did introduce Haruka and they acknowledged that it has no gender. That kind
but
of
you know what
that bothered
the
me.
The voice acting, Kelly.
I don't care about the voice,
the voice acting.
The
so
point
much
I make
it is 10 times better.
So
yes.
much better.
You're taking away a powerful female character from me, and that's what bothers me about it.
Yeah,
there was
I'm not
a point
with you there, but I'm me personally.
But they didn't
wasn't.
Say she was genderless. They just said she has the.
She like, has. It was open to interpretation.
Both.
You could see it whichever way you wanted to.
But the author states that Haruka is female no matter what. She
exactly.
was a, she was a little bit upset that they did that
exactly.
in Crystal.
And
because
point. And that upset me too.
According to her, only females can be Sailor Guardians, which is why, again, with the Starlights, that's why they were actually female. Even though they were portraying male bodies.
What's the next? If I can talk. I can't talk. I give up.
Okay, now the last topic I have is opinions about the dubs. The Viz Media dub that we have now versus the Deke dub that we had
so
back in the day.
So much better. Like, you can almost tolerate Usagi's whiny voice now.
But at the same time, the voices sound so similar, you lose that character distinction in the voices. That's a lot of my complaints and a lot of anime dubbing is the characters sound too similar. I will agree that Usagi's original voice was annoying.
Awful.
As Fully Hell. But
awful.
Just still
despite
annoying, but
the
not
other
as bad.
Voices in the series, I wouldn't change a thing because I could not.
Yeah.
I could turn away from the screen and I can identify every character in a heartbeat. You can't do that when the voices sound so similar to one another.
I can still tell some differences, though. Like, I think Venus and Moon kind of sound very similar, but
yeah.
Makoto is quite different. I can kind of pick her out. She's got that little bit raspier voice to her. But then again, we were talking earlier, you missed Luna.
British Luna.
British Luna. And the tuna fish and filled mouse pudding.
Just adorable.
I got nothing, y'all.
Well, and the fact that Sailor Uranus was voiced by Shin-chan, that's kind of hilarious.
Yes!
No,
what?
Shin-chan?
Why?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
That's
amazing.
Why do you do this? Why do you do this to
me? I have to.
Because Shin-chan is filled with wind?
Exactly.
It's filled with awful.
Win.
Awful.
You're mistaking awful for win.
No, I think you're mistaking.
So I guess in a sense, I've been having my husband watch Sailor Moon, and we got to the kind of Death Buster series, and I was like, oh my god. And Chris was like, what? And I was like, that's Shin-chan. And I looked it up, and you know what? Freaking Shin-chan. I about died. I was
that's
so
crazy.
Happy. My heart was happy.
I would rather you talk about that than what we were discussing about earlier when you kept telling me, winter's coming.
So awesome.
It is awesome.
No, it's not awesome.
It's filled with awesome.
I hate you all right now.
If you can't handle heat, get out of the kitchen.
I want the heat. I want the heat. I don't want this cold bullshit.
Then stop going outside. You won't have to deal with winter.
You can't not go outside. You know, people have jobs and life outside that doesn't require being inside all the time. I want to stay inside all the time. I hate cold.
Okay, we've gotten like way off topic here.
That never happens on my show.
No, oh,
never.
Whatever.
Never happens on my show.
Every time y'all
never.
Are ragging on Shane.
Oh, we've never talked anything bad about Shane.
Really, Bill?
Really.
Really? That's really. Why you can't even look me in the face and say that.
I'm trying to direct this podcast.
Anyway, back to the subject at hand.
So, for some more random trivia, the author / illustrator of Sailor Moon, she is married to a certain Yoshihiro
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yes.
You fucking bitch.
Yes, that is exactly who that is. That is the man that wrote.
And also Hunter x Hunter, so shut the fuck up.
I don't
Amanda.
Know that one. I don't know that one. I just
yeah,
know
I haven't.
I'm
coming
never,
from the bitch who doesn't like Cowboy Bebop.
Did I break
never,
the chair?
Never had a chance to read that. Never had a chance
it's
to read
amazing
that. Hunter
manga.
X Hunter?
I've actually
amazing
never heard
manga.
Of
manga.
The first anime that I ever watched, actually, was Yu Yu Hakusho.
And they actually make a Sailor Moon reference in the anime in the last season.
Sailor
the
Moon,
tournament.
I think, was the third one, because I started watching Inuyasha after Yu Yu Hakusho. And lots
when
of
did
people
you say?
Have mixed feelings.
And the last season of Yu Yu Hakusho, with the tournament before they go to Hell or wherever they're going, Kuenma in his human form is wearing Tuxedo Mask's outfit.
You said that was the last season?
Yeah, of Yu Yu Hakusho.
The tournament was the third season.
No,
the
it was a
was
short tournament.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
A short tournament.
I can't
at
say.
At the beginning of the
fourth
last
you're talking,
season.
You're talking after the Dark Tournament stuff.
Yeah, after
everything.
The Dark Tournament. It's a brief tournament in the last
yeah,
season.
They,
the fourth season was so god-awful.
Well, the fourth season deals with the other spirit detective, and then when they get rid of him, they go to a tournament, and then the tournament somehow takes them to hell, and then... Or something like
finds
that.
Finds out, Yusuke finds out he's a demon.
That's so
half
fucking
demon.
Dumb.
Half demon.
So dumb. I
and
hate
they go
the fourth
to war
season.
And how...
The fourth season should have never existed.
I feel like the fourth season destroyed their... Destroyed... Like, they played the Dragon Ball Z card. They tried to make him not of this world, and because of that, he can transform, and that's why he's strong, and just... He had his own thing going where he was... inspired by Dragon Ball Z, but he wasn't stealing from it, and he should have kept with that, because he really shit on his own show with that.
I can agree there.
The second season of that show was easily the best season.
He kind of accidentally played his best hand too early. The Dark Tournament steals...
Should have been last.
Yep. Yeah, it feels like that should have been the end. And pretty much he did everything that could have ended the series first. In fact, I wouldn't have been mad if it would have started, given him a couple missions, and then had the whole thing with the other spirit detective. And if you got to boost up the power for the Dark Tournament, then that's fine. But the Dark Tournament should have been the end of that series. Not that it has anything to do with your guys'
thing you're doing right now.
Yeah.
I keep getting a sidetrack. I'm sorry.
Differences, like another interesting tidbit.
And I promise that I will be quiet this time. I won't give away the answer.
No, I can guarantee you won't know this tidbit.
Oh,
challenge
shit.
Accepted.
She says you don't know shit.
She wouldn't be the first one.
Well, in the anime, this did not get covered whatsoever, at least in the original anime, that the Amazon Quartet were actually a sailor group that were awakened at the end of the fourth arc of the manga.
Yep, I got nothing.
And they're called the Sailor Quartet, and yeah, they're Chibiusa's guardians who actually helped Chibiusa fight in the final arc, which that was another thing they changed in the anime. Chibiusa was in the final battle against Galaxia.
Good, because I was kind of disappointed that she didn't come back. Like, all the Guardians but Chibiusa came back.
I was confused when she didn't come back.
Me too.
I was like, where is she? But another interesting tidbit about the Sailor Quartet is they actually were named after the first four asteroids that were discovered, which was Ceres, Palos, Juno, and Vesta.
Interesting.
You were not wrong. I have no idea.
Exactly.
Dang.
I did my homework.
But I just found out about this episode yesterday. I did not have a chance to watch anything. So, I'm winging it.
Yeah, the only other thing that was requested of us is to discuss differences between Crystal and the manga. But we're not going to get into that tonight because I need to reread the manga a little more and Amanda's not read it at all. So that'll have to be at another time.
True story.
Shame, shame. Shame,
Hey, you going to buy it for me?
I have the original manga.
You can borrow it all. All
right, sweet. Because I ain't got money for that.
I also believe that you can go to readmanga.com for free,
exactly,
I believe.
Exactly,
so.
True.
I didn't know that. The more you know.
I'm pretty sure you can. I don't know for sure, but I feel like all of those books are free. Like, sure, people here buy them, but legitimately, there's scans up the day they release in Japan, somebody has already translated them and put them up for free. And the sites aren't even attacked. Like, it blows my mind because the same thing happens here. They're hard to find. Very hard to find. I only knew of one, and it just recently got shut down. And it wasn't on a .com. It was on a .tv. But there was a comic book site that was doing that, where they were uploading all the original Spider-Man issues one at a time, and you could just read for free. Holy shit, they got decimated. That got wiped out fast. But the manga, however you want to say it, they flourish. And nobody ever touches them. And that's got to be hardcore copyright. Hardcore. But nobody touches them. They're fine. Free books all the time.
See, there you go.
All right, so if you don't know, just go to Read Manga, and you'll be able to watch. I cannot talk today.
Well, there's also something called, like, Manga Fox, and there's,
copyright, just in case anybody's like, you can't say that.
Why can't I say that?
Copyright, though.
If that's the case, then we should have been saying that every second.
Yeah, right.
That's just a PSA for this entire episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that those sites are weird. They're free, and like, I don't... Shit. My friend Richie has read all of Bleach up to the very newest issues that you could possibly read.
That is a lot of manga.
And when he reads it, he never bought a single book. All of it was online. It used to blow me away. I used to be like, damn. Like, they don't do anything about that? And he's like, no. He's like, when I'm done with this, I'm going to read these five books. I'm like, what the fuck? So, okay, if you guys are out of topics, then I have one.
Okay.
Defend the Tuxedo Mask. Because I think he's a bitch.
The sad truth is I agree with you.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, too.
Hey, you know what? He comes in, and he's all badass-like, and that fucking top hat and shit.
No, the only purpose he serves is a love interest for Usagi. That's his only
purpose. But he is kind of her driving force. If it wasn't for him, I don't think that she would be where she was.
But he does
have... They're destined to be together. It is a love story. You know, they die, and then they come back, and they remember each other.
Reincarnated.
And it's just kind of like... an endless circle of badassery with that rose and stuff.
He does have some powers. Like, he does have... like, he gets dreams and visions and things like that. And as Endymion, he has a sword. So, and then he has that Tassila smoking bomber move that he does.
Sword for, slicing up people and stuff.
That he never used in the original anime. So that theory is, like, disproven automatically.
You know what?
It was a pretty addition to his belt in the Sailor R beginning in the Doom
Tree. To his belt.
But for the most part, yes, he is kind of the background
just
character.
Kind of there.
His main purpose, I think, is just to be Sailor Moon's support.
What if he's just there to be a badass?
Did he
Nobody's
die?
Nobody's not.
Anything. No reason to do. No reason for anything. He's just there to be a badass.
Did he die?
In when?
Yeah, in the original,
he's never
yeah.
lost a fight.
No, he did die in the original series.
See, I thought for sure I remembered something about him
it's
being
been
killed.
A minute,
he comes back, though.
Usagi kills Queen Materia. That's when she uses the silver crystal and everybody
brings
reborn.
Him back.
Yeah. So he gets brought back on a technicality like the Dragon Balls when Goku gets killed by Frieza.
Pretty much.
But see,
I think the Sailor Moon characters...
protecting his love. That's badass.
But it didn't do a very good job of protecting her if he died.
He didn't protect her if he died.
And she brought him
Maybe
back.
Maybe he died protecting her. He could have, like, been standing right in front of her and fucking took a sword to the
what
heart.
What can
because,
be debated
you know,
is it's
how did he
his
die?
Death.
How did he
I
die?
Don't let's
let her... I'm curious now.
He
how
did
he die?
He get stabbed by a crystal from Queen Beryl. It was
oh,
a useless death.
Badass.
Useless death.
You useless death.
You know what, though? Maybe... he was still protecting Sailor Moon. Because you know what? Maybe that crystal was meant for her. And instead he took it.
But it's an anime trope,
AKA,
though.
He's a badass.
The main character is not going to be killed instantly. Oh, anime know. Tropes.
Well, obviously. That's
Even
every
if
anime
he did
ever.
Not get hit by that crystal, somehow it would miss Usagi.
But you know what? He's still a badass.
Not really.
He died protecting her.
He was cute being a father to Chibiusa, but other than that... he's
badass.
Really not.
Okay,
hey,
we're going
to
talk about
another purpose.
He stepped
nope,
up to
we're
going to
talk about that. Nope, no, oh. Now, yep, we're going to talk about that. What's going on with the teen mom shit?
It's complicated, pretty
you
much.
Ask Shane.
Actually,
with
no,
four
see,
of them every night.
No. I don't think that it is complicated. I saw something in this series when I was watching it with her, and it kind of blew my mind. Chibi goes home to the future. The Sailor Scouts are there. They are doing nothing. There's nothing for them to do. Their fucking lives are boring. Then she goes to her mom and she's like, I need to know how to fight, basically, is from what I understood. And her mom said, bitch, I don't have time for that shit. Go back to the past when I was a teenager and learn from me how to fight. So basically, your future self forced you to be a teen mom.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, Bill. Fighting evil by the moonlight. Never running from a real fight.
But that doesn't mean you have to raise your own kid. When you could send your kid back to your past self to be raised by your past self. So...
who's like 14
so,
years
so
old.
He
so.
Her, so she herself took away her own childhood. So when she grew up and had her childhood and then through time stuff... took her kid that she was like, I'm tired of raising this fucking
Bill.
Kid, and Bill. Sent her kid into the past to be raised by her former self.
Bill, this is literally an animated version of Inception.
Taking away her
over
own
and over
childhood.
And over. Please don't
and
have an aneurysm.
Does she remember? Does her old self remember raising her kid when she was a teenager?
I'd actually be curious.
We'd never know. They never
we
say.
Never know.
Because if she does, then when the kid came home... she was like, the kid came home was like, you should teach me how to fight. And she's like, bitch, I already did that. Go back. You're evidently not supposed to be here because I never raised you now. I raised you then before I had you.
Inception, Bill. It's an inception. Don't have an aneurysm over there. It'll be okay. It will never get explained.
No.
It will be okay.
I assume it will never get explained.
Just like Chibiusa's love interest is a horse.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, no, no, no. First, her love interest was dun-dun-dun-dun, Tuxedo Mask.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Very first one.
She became Black Lady?
Very first one. So,
explain to me the creepy incest thing.
She didn't know that he was her father.
And
she wanted to bang him.
As a little kid?
Him. No, when she became Black Lady, when she grew up.
Oh,
she
oh my God!
No.
I was fucked up.
But at the same
time...
No,
wait a second. No. Whoa. Doesn't she come from the future?
Yes.
Then how
yes.
does she not know that that's her dad?
I think she does.
Good.
Then if she
Bill, do not.
Oh, there's no future chair. There's no future chair in this show.
Do not view that plot hole.
Holy shit. So she comes from the future, knowing her dad, into the past, seeing her dad, and does the reverse of the Marty McFly where he doesn't want to bang his mom?
I still don't think it's as creepy as her meeting Pegasus once and knowing she's in love with Pegasus. That's still not as creepy.
Horses and incest. Yeah.
I go for Helios. I'm sorry. I'm not banging my dad. That's just wrong.
Okay, still, Chibiusa is like 9 years old, and she's in love with the horse and a guardian who's like over 100
okay,
years old.
Okay, let the record
old.
Be shown. Michelle prefers bestiality over incest, everyone, in case you didn't know that. Now you do.
You know, this show's a little more fucked up than I was originally told.
Every
I thought
rule.
It was, you know, sailors and guardians and Sentai, and I didn't know anything about horses and dad fucking.
I have a simple rule when I watch anime. I don't question what comes out of Japan.
No, don't
Japan.
Ever question it.
Man,
do not
I
question
guess
it.
So.
You can't question Japan because it's just simply Japan.
Holy shit.
Lesbians and horses and incest, oh my.
I had a similar moment playing Ocarina of Time on the N64 when you were first introduced to Sheik, and I'm like, who's this badass with the harp? And then it's later discovered, oh, it's Zelda. What? I mean, I'm not shitting you. Look at the original artwork. Full on
yep.
guy, but magically turns into a girl. It's just as creepy.
You wouldn't
but
know
like
too
said,
much about that.
No,
but yeah.
I've watched you play a little
in
bit.
In the Ocarina of Time, when Sheik shows up, it's Zelda in a disguise. And the disguise is... Back on the system, I had a suspicion, but it did look very mannish. And I remember being like, huh...
I haven't played very much
who's
of Ocarina
dude?
Of Time.
And then she, like, spun around and a beam of light revealed that she had boobies, and I was like, oh, no! What just happened?
I was, like, 8 years old when I played this game for the first time, and I was like, I don't think my mind could, like, comprehend it at first. I was like...
oh, shoot, at 8 years old, I think I was playing, like, Donkey Kong 64 or some shit.
Now, they've modified that. They've modified her look over the years
to
where...
feminine.
Now, when she shows up, like, in Hyrule Warriors, when she showed up,
oh,
I was like, okay, that's a woman.
Zelda.
I was like, that's a woman. There's no mistaking it at all that that is a woman, and that I know it's Zelda already, and even if I didn't, I would say, that's some girl. I wouldn't, for a moment, say, that's some ninja guy with a harp. But he looked like a ninja guy with a harp, and maybe we could chalk that up to the way that the graphics looked back then, but I think you're right.
It's
I think
like
the original artwork...
original artwork, like, there's, like, flat chest, kind of questionable area down there, and you're
yeah.
like...
It was very much a very much like a dude.
You don't see that bulge down there, Kelly.
No, I don't think they drew him with a bulge, but she was... Sheik was...
the look
was,
on your face right now is priceless, I'm sorry.
Sheik was
priceless.
Muscled up. He was muscled
exactly.
up. So it didn't look like Zelda. There was nothing preluding to the idea that it was Zelda.
Don't let this take away from the fact that The Legend of Zelda is fucking awesome.
And that's why you should actually play the games, man.
I have played a few.
Oh, no. Handhelds don't count.
Dang.
I played Majora's Mask.
Handheld.
No.
But still, a side note.
Still part of the Jay. Country.
Talk to me when you play Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, Wind Waker, Skyward Sword.
Okay.
Also A Link to the Past.
A Link to the Past. Oh, that's the Super Nintendo one, yes. Correct? I have that on the Classic. I just haven't played it yet.
And Breath of the Wild. Then come talk to me.
Oh, I need to go back to that. I need to go back to that game.
Shane's being a baby about the game.
Oh, I was. You have no idea.
I liked what I've got out of it so far, but I haven't had a chance to actually sit down.
It is amazing. I love it.
I had about 3 hours with it, and those 3 hours, I was impressed.
He absolutely hates it.
This is a Zelda game I have been waiting for.
That game is easily the worst Zelda game that's ever been made, in his opinion.
Because it's not handed to you. You have to work.
But
okay, I want him to play Zelda 2 and come back and argue. Get him to that Death Mountain in Zelda 2 and then let him tell me what's the worst.
I can do that.
You have to convince him to actually buy a Nintendo strictly to play that game.
He can use a ROM.
But he doesn't even have a TV to play it on.
Use a ROM.
He ain't going to do that. You know that as well as I do. He ain't going to do that. No way.
Anyway, this is a Sailor Moon episode. Now we're talking Zelda.
My show never gets sidetracked.
You got anything else?
Dead air.
This is your show.
I'm dead. I'm out, so.
You're out? You're out of your own show?
Are you about to go get some happy time? Is that why you're out?
Who am I?
Okay, so we, I guess we're at 40 minutes. It's not tragic. If you guys could put together lists or whatever for another episode, we'll do another one later.
That would be very much appreciated. Very much helpful. We're pretty ADD when it comes to topics, so.
I'm just ADD.
We need guidelines.
Yeah, anything specific, just let us know. And
or it doesn't even necessarily have to be Sailor Moon. It could be, like, any kind of topic that you would want us to talk about.
Fair enough.
Okay. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.